The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf samech aleph. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, ben Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem, Tanichem, Began Eden, Amen. Latzlachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Samech Amud Bet. We are on the bottom line. Simanea of Lo Ne'emaru. It's quoted on the Mishnah. Well, the Torah lists the names of non-kosher birds, but it doesn't tell us the simanim that make a bird not kosher. So the Gemara says, Velo, you tell me it doesn't give us the signs? Ve'atanya, we have a braita. Nesher, it says in the Torah, Nesher. It's a big machloket what exactly the Nesher is. Some will call it the eagle, some will call it the bald eagle. Different opinions, but it's in the eagle family. Anyway, Torah calls the eagle as one of the, or the Nesher, as one of the birds that are not kosher, the Temeim. Now it says, Ma Nesher miyuhad. What's the specifications of a Nesher? It's unique. In what sense? She'en lo etzba yetera. It doesn't have the extra finger. Remember we learned that the Tehorah birds has the extra finger or the elongated finger. So this one doesn't have the bezefik. And it doesn't have a crop. That's the little sack that the food goes into before it goes into the actual kulkeban, which is the gizzard. The end kulkubano niklaf. And the gizzard itself doesn't peel away. It's not made of a texture that peels away. The dores ve'ochel. And the nesher also eats animals that are still alive. It goes after them. It's a predator. It's dores. All we learned that it stands on its feet and lifts the food off the ground with its claws and eats. Different opinions with dores is. Anyway, it's all for four. That means the nesher has all four negatives to make it tameh. So the Gemara says, just like the nesher has all those qualities and it's tameh, af kol kayotze bo tameh. So too, anything that's like the nesher is going to be tameh. Torin, now when it comes to the kosher birds, it lists the tor. Tor is the turtle dove. Torah says not only is it kasher, but it's kasher even to go on the mizbeah. So the Gemara says, sheyesh lehem etzba yetera. It's got all the qualities. It's got the extra finger or the elongated finger. The zefik, it's got the crop. Kurkeban niklaf, you could peel the kurkeban gizzard. The endosin ve'ochlim, and it's not a predatory animal, bird. Teorin, afkol ki yotze behem teorin. So everything that's like it is teorin. So the Gemara is saying, well, we have the semenim. We know that the nesher is 0 for 4, that's the one's tamer, and the tor has all four qualities, and that's the taor. Amar abaye, lo ne'emar pedushan medevre Torah. Which means it's not beferush in the Torah, meaning it doesn't say these simanim in the Torah, like the split hooves and the chewing of its cud or fins and scales. That's written in the Torah itself. This is not written to all. It says is neshed and it says torim. And Hachamim came along and explained to us these traits that the neshed has and the Torah. That's what it means that it's not beferush. Of course, we could deduce it from the Torah, but it's not beferush. Okay, Benny, we have a big Rashi over here. Top Rashi.
Neshev. Huskar betemeim, vedinim, vedanin, banin, binyanav. Emena. Emenu. Dema neshev miyuchad de en lo echad mikol simanim halalu, vatame, ab kol she en lo echad mikol simanim halalu, min neshevu, vatame.
Four is like a neshev. That's the binyana.
Aval of sheyesh bo echad mikol elu.
Tahor. So now she says a hadush. Now she says all you gotta have is one out of the four simanim. That means even if it's you're one for four, you're okay. So according to the Gemara, you gotta be 0 for 4 to be tameh.
בכל שכן.
כל שכן, שניים או שלושה.
If you're two for four, three for four, זו ירונקה.
או כולם. חוץ מעופות המפורשים בפרשה.
Except for the 23 birds that are listed in the parasha. Even though some of those are two for four, three for four, doesn't matter. Those are special ones that are tamei regardless.
שגזרת הכתוב הוא שאף על פי שיש בהם סימן טהורה כדאמר לכמן טמאים והי אף לא מרבה אלא מן נשך,
right, which means when it says so to anything that has four, that is nothing in the world, there's no bird in the world that has all four simanim unless it's from the neshet family. So when the af is just coming to include other breeds of the neshet,
דאין אוף תמי בעולם אלא חפדלד האומרים כאן.
But she says even more. There's only 24 תמיים birds in the world. Those are the 24. So therefore when it says אף, there's no אף, it's not coming to include the 25th bird. It's coming to include something that's in the Neshet family, which is part of the 24.
כדתניה בלכמן, לפיכך, מנה הכתוב בתמאים בהנה חפדלד אמינן דאית בהו בכולו הוא סימני תאורה חוץ מן הנשת.
23 out of the 24 have סימני תאורה. The נשת has no סימני תאורה. Next session, תורין.
תורין. מנה הכתוב לתאורה ומהן אתה דן בניין אב לכולן. ואף על גב דקש יוסף על הרשע, תרשע מכשר אפילו באחד סימן.
Which means you just told me the נשת... This is 0 for 4. So that's mashma. Something that's even 1 for 4 is okay. Then you tell me Torin. Torin is 4 for 4. That's mashma. Anything less than that is tamez. So we have a stira between Nesha and Sefa.
Sefa lo mechshe ad the ikar kuluhu. Resha davka. Sefa lekaman mefaresha.
Right. Now we'll get to that. Resha is the main item. The main item is 1 for 4 is okay. Gemara Pirushan.
פירושן, לא נתפרשו הסימנים ממש בתורה, אלא מדמנה תורין בתאורין, והני יתנהו בהו ומנה נשא מתמאים, והבא הסימנים הללו, הן חלוקין, שמאמינה, הן סימני תאורה.
Which means, we see the nesher, we see the tor, so the rabbi started to tell us, in what way are they different? So we found in these four ways, the nesher is different than the Tor. So must be those are the four simanim of Tara. So even though it's not written explicitly, we deduce it from whenever the Torah says it's Tamem Taor, and we say, what's the difference between these birds? And like we came up with these four things. Now the Gemara goes on. Tani Rabbi Haya. Of Haba Besiman Echad. Taor. Lefi She'en Dome Leneshet. Very good. If you find an off, find a bird. With one siman, it's one for four. Or the more so two for four, or the more so three for four. Tahor, the fish in the nation. Because bottom line, nation is 0 for 4. So anything that's, the nation is the paradigm. So it says, nation delit le klal, hu delot tichun. Ha ika diit le ha tichun. The nation that doesn't have anything, lot tichun, but everything else, tichun. Nashi, off.
Off haba lefana besiman echad, shel taora, tahor. וכל שכן אם בא בשניים או שלושה, בלבד שיכיר בו שאין מ-24 הכתובים.
Very important. So long as you know it's not one of the other 24 birds that are written in the Torah. Because there are birds written that have simanim. But this is not the כתוב on those. So long as you're familiar with those birds of the Torah, and you even got one siman that's good, you're okay. Now the Gemara is going to find the source for that. V'dilav mituri. Why are you telling me even one siman or two simanim or three simanim is okay? Why don't you learn from the turtle doves? Ma tori diika kudu arba'a. Afa kaname adika kudu arba'a. Maybe I'll say turin is the paradigm. Just like turin go 4 for 4, so to all of them you have to go 4 for 4. Imken she'ar ofot temi'im dechatav rahmana lamali. So Gemara says, if that's the case, that you have to go 4 for 4, why would the Torah list all the other not kosher birds? Which means, you're telling me that you have to go 4 for 4. So, they tell me you have to be a Torah, so 3 for 4, you're not good. 2 for 4, you're not good. 1 for 4, you're not good. So why would the Torah have to tell me all those other birds? I know you have to be like a Torah. Ela must be that even less than the Torah is okay. And the reason why I had to write those is because these are special. These, even though in the other birds, these simanim would be tara, in these birds it's tameh. Look at Rashi. Shar ofot temi'in lamali.
Shar ofot temi'in lamali. De katvin.
Veha. Katvin, right.
Katvin who?
Why did I have to write it?
Right. Deha. Deha, let had behu, de lahavu, be kulehu, arba'a simanim.
Right, there's not one of the 23 or 24 that has all four.
Deha, ki amrin lekaman, be asrim, minayhu, ika shelosha simanim.
20 of them has three simanim. The
orev,
teren, and the penis and osnia.
Had.
Right. Now, why would you have to tell me that? If you tell me that the law is that you have to go four for four, so don't tell me any of these other birds. And that must be, it's coming to tell you the other birds to show you that really three is enough. Guess what? Even two is enough. Even one is enough. But these are birds are special. That even they have three or two or one, they're no good. So the Gemara says, V'nilaf minayu, which means, why don't you learn from the tamei birds and say, Ma tam tlata velo achlinan afko tlata velo nichud. Now 20 of those birds we just explained have three simanim, and you're still telling me no good. So maybe learn from there that three is not up by any bird. Let that be the binyan av. Vekotchekent tre. So we're gonna go. We're gonna see the Gemara's gonna go through it logically. Vekotchekent tre v'had, which means all the more so two and all the more so one. For the fact that you had to write the threes and tell me the threes you don't eat. Ah, so if I learn that to every bird. So the Gemara says, "Imken orev dechatav rachmana lamali." Why would you have to write the raven? Hashta deit letlata lo achlinan. If you're telling me three simanim you don't eat, deit letre mebaya. Do you have to tell me the raven, which is two, which means I make a kosher again? And from the fact that I wrote the raven is coming to tell me really there's three that you can't eat. Therefore, threes are okay. Just these specific threes are no good, but other threes will be fine. Look at Rashi. Velilaf hachi garsinan,
hachi garsinan. Velilaf minayhu ma hatam tlata velo achlinan af kol tlata lo velo nichul kosh vekosheken tre bechad.
Okay,
imken dafilu betlata nafkalan meofot hamifurashim delo mitkasher lamali.
Ah, so that's the Gemara's proof. So therefore, the Gemara comes along and says, it had to write the Orev, because really threes are okay. Just these threes are not good. And then the Torah writes Orev. So now the Gemara says, fine, v'di lech me Orev. So why don't you learn from the Orev? Matam trelo, af kol trelo. Which means you tell me threes are okay, and these are special ones. Fine. So we ask. So the Torah says Orev. Orev is two. Has two out of the four. And what does the Torah say? No good. So why don't you learn? Just like the Orev has two, and it's no good. All birds that have two simanim should be no good. Imken peres ve'ozniyah dechatav rachmana lamali. What does that the Torah have to write the peres and ozniyah? Because they only have one siman. Hashta diit trelo achlinan. Diit lechad mebaya. If you tell me the Orev that has two simanim, you can't eat. Do you have to tell me the peres and ozniyah that only have one siman? Of course not. Which is if the bird has two simanim, you can't eat it. The pedestals that only have one siman, you have a safek, and therefore we have to say that what? You only need one siman in order to be mitahir. Therefore, the Torah has to write pedestals yet to say these are special. That really, even one siman will be okay. So why did the Torah have to write pedestals yet? Because even though these have one siman, these are no good. Look at that she. Imken,
demalziah ba'inan demilaf lamali dechatav nesher.
That is coming up.
Okay.
That is coming up. So the Gemara says, "V'nigma beperes ve'ozniyah." So why don't you have peres ozniyah? They have one siman. So why don't you say that just like the peres ozniyah that are one for four and they're tameh, so all birds that are one for four should be tameh. So why would you have to say the eagle? The eagle's 0 for 4. Hashta diit lechad lo achlinan. Telet leklal mebaya. If you tell me that you have none, you're okay. One, you have to tell me. Ela neshedet leklal hu delo tichud. Hadiit lechad tichud. So the bottom line proof is from the neshed. That the neshed comes and tells me only the neshed that has none, you don't eat. But anything that has more than the nesher, then you're able to eat. Ah, these have more than the nesher, but these are exceptions. Either the Torah gives not the ketubah, the 24 birds that the Torah writes. But anything else outside the 24 birds, even if it has one siman, it's going to be kashir. Now let's read the tapashi. Imken,
the ma'oznia ba'inan lemilaf lamalid dekhatav nesher, ele miktiktiva shma mina, lo tilaf me'oznia ushar ofot, ba'im besiman echad, she'en min peres ve'oznia tahor. The Meneshe Tilaf Deletle klal lo techul ha it lechad achul echol.
Okay, let me read that inside. Im ken dem ozniya bein in the melaf. So you want to learn from ozniya? Ozniya has one. Lama li dechatav neshet? Right. Why does it have to say neshet? Because neshet has none. Ela medichtiv. The fact that it says ozniya shmamina lo telif me ozniya. And therefore, from the fact that it wrote it, it's coming to tell me Ozniya is specific, and therefore don't learn from it, because you don't have to write it. You could have just wrote Neshet. Right. And from the fact that it wrote Ozniya, it comes only Ozniya, and not anything else like that. Ushar ofot tabim b'siman echad. Any other bird that has one siman, she'en mean peris v'ozniya, it doesn't come from that species, tahor. Te'mineshet tilaf. Learn from the eagle, te'let le'klal lo tichu la'it le'had okel. The kosheken tre utlata, kosheken two or three, chutz mozniya uperetz de lo takshirinu mehad. Okay, obviously the peretz ozniya you're not going to be makshir. The orev name afagat itle tre, because the orev is also an exception. Lo tichud ushar ofotam furashim. For that matter, all the other 23 birds that are written afagat itu klata. 20 of the have three simanim. Lo de laachi parat bukera mishum de atu meneshir. Which means that's why the Torah had to write them to come and tell me Neshet is the Ikar Limud, that Neshet has all four. Anything that's less than that is okay, so long as it's not part of the other 20 birds that are written Mifirush in the Pasuk.
What if it's not, doesn't have any and it's not written in the Pasuk?
There's none, only the Neshet. That means it's Neshet.
That's
Neshet. That's Neshet. That's that it doesn't have anything. There's no other bird in the world that has that. Open the Rashi on the top, Amud Rishon.
The one I read.
Now, the one you read, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Look at Rashi, where he says...
Oh, you mean Neshet, the top of the second line.
That's right.
Nero Hozalal, Tameh Af Kol She'en Lo Echad Mikol Samim Halalu, Min Neshet Hu.
That's right. Now the Gemara says, Ve'ela Ta'ama Dekatav Rahmana Neshet. So only because Torah said Neshet... So we come and learn and say only if it's 0 for 4. But if it's 1 for 4, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Ha la bachi. If it wasn't for the Neshet, Hava amina lila peperes ozniya. I would have learned from peres and ozniya from these two birds. And I would have said, well, just like these two birds have one siman and they're no good. So to all birds that have one siman, no good. Why would you learn from them? Havi de peres ve ozniya, shnei ketuvim avim ke'ahad. We have a general rule. When the Torah wants to come and tell me something, and then we learn from there to everywhere else, you just have to say it once. Write it once, then that becomes the binyanav, and I learn to everywhere else. Once you write it twice, that's the way the Torah is saying it's only these two cases and not somewhere else. So the Gemara asks you a question. Take out the word Nishid. If you didn't have the word Nishid, you would have learned from Peres and Ozniya to tell me that just like these have two, I mean one siman, and it's no good. So to all that have one siman, but you cannot do that. It was not was to have amina. It's shneikim neim keyachad. Two pesukim that come keyachad. Emel amelim. Nashi ela
ela tama dichtav rachmana nesher mishum hachi kim lehu disimanim siman echad tahor halav hachi hava amina lelef miperes veozniya lo tichshera b'siman echad.
How could you do that? Emel amelim.
Emel amelim. Tei bechad siman at.
What if he's coming to tell me the din of one siman?
Ulemilaf mine the tameh lechtov had veleti idach mine.
Right. If you want to teach me others, just write one. The fact that he wrote two means these two and nothing else. So therefore, why would you have a problem that you have to go to Neshet? Even without Neshet, peres ozniya shteknum kehad. And if I cannot learn,
I know that one siman is good.
Right.
I know
siman is good. Only these two are no good.
Right.
So Gemara says, Gimidi, Dika behai, Leka behai, Udika behai, Leka behai. The one siman that the Peres has is not the same siman that the Ozniya has. They both have one siman, but they have different simanim. And therefore, it's not considered Shnei Ketuvim, Habaim, Kehad. Because each one has one, but a different siman that's mechshir. So therefore, I would not be able to learn it in a shtekel tovim. Therefore, if it wasn't for peretz, I would say that one siman would be tameh all over. That's why it says neshir. Rashi, the ika behai, leka behai.
Right,
you need both.
Have Amina Bahai Simana,
who did not
call to call Abbasimana Osnia?
I would say maybe the Peris Siman, that one Siman is not enough, but maybe the other one is.
Well, Hahi, it's Tariq Osnia,
because
Osnia Peris Loati Mine.
I would say that's the one.
Given the Vaihoods Riche, have Amina Dilaf Minaihu, the Bissiman Echad Lotikul,
Katamana, they said. Very good. So now the Gabras is right. Mechti, let us analyze. Esrim varba or four temeim havu. Altogether in the Torah, there's 24 birds that are temeim. Iefshar dehad deika behanech leka behane. Vehavi lehu shnei ketuvim habaim keechad. Since you have 24 birds that are temeim, and 20 of them have three simanim that are tahor, so it's impossible that in the 20 you're not going to tell me that they both share the same simanim that are taor.
The same three.
Yeah. Eifshar sheoto siman echad shel taharat shesho beperes, or at least called the peres. The peres has one, right? So for sure, in one of the 20, it also has that one as well. And therefore, join the peres up with one of the other ones, and you'll and also be shtei keduvim habaim keechad, which means you're right. Peres or Ozniyah, they have different ones. Okay, fine. But the peres in one of the 20, because 20 have three out of four. So for sure, the one in the Peres has got to be the same one as the one in the... And still you're telling me what? You're telling me that this Siman is not enough. Oh, Siman is not enough. So Shtikatuvim Keahad. Shtikatuvim Keahad Yemen Lamedim. So therefore, I would say only these, but not something else. So the Torah says, Davi Shtikatuvim Keahad. Same question. So what do you need Neshen for? Look at Rashi. Mechdi.
Mechdi. Assume the Abba of four Temin, the Hulahu Ika Shosha Simane Taura, Bar Mamorev.
Besides the order, there are only two.
VF Shah, the Hide, the Ita Beperes, let
the
Mahane, the Hide, the Ita
Bosnia, let
the Mahane, the Katav Lan Trezimne, the Hulhad, the Lo Tichle, the Hahu Simana.
Right, it said it twice. It said it by the Osnia and by one of the other 20. That with this Siman alone, or this Siman is not going to matir it. Oh, so you see what it's taken to be?
The Havalahu, Bet Kitubim, Abim Kechad, Ben Lamedim, Lishar of Fota, Baim Lefanaf, the Lord Tichle, Bechad Mehane, Tre Simane, the Kevan, the En Lamedim, Manatiti Lan, the
Isra, why would you have Abim and Sasu that you needed Neshet to Matir? I would never have Amina.
So if I have a bird with one siman,
right? Neshet.
No.
Osnia.
No, not Osnia. Something else. No, it's kosher.
Right.
So you're saying that
as long as you know it, with a pesos Osnia, you're okay.
As far as the Gemara is saying now, because I have Neshet in the pasuk, I know this thing is
right.
Kosher. That's in it.
Right.
Because it's not Shnei Kazim Baichad. Maybe that's I make right. A binyan. Neshet tells
right.
Me no.
That's right.
That's it.
That's
so now this animal now I have it. So they're saying now learn it from the other 23.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's taken to him keihad. Because Osnia has one siman.
No. That I have. I understand why
no,
you came up with Osnia.
But Osnia and one of the 20. Because the 20 have three out of four simanim. One of them is the same as Osnia.
Ah.
One of the 20, the 20 have three simanim with Tala.
Maybe that's the same thing.
No, I'm not comparing the 20 to each other. I'm comparing the 20 to the Osnia. The Osnia has one. For sure, that one of the other 20 shares that one. Mm-hmm. And still you're telling me, no good. And therefore, it's shtekadurim keyahad. Originally, we were trying to say, peres osniyah shtekadurim. No. The one that it has, it doesn't have.
Oh, got you.
Now we're saying, no, peres against one of the other ones.
Also,
we don't need this shit. Same in the midi. Exactly the point. It's all in have. I mean, what did you have to go to Neshet for? I could have done the same item because I have two kiturim keyahad. So the Gemara says, Gemini, 24 ofot temim havu, v'arba'a simanim. We have a tradition. There's 24 ofot temim, and there's 4 simanim of tahara. Tlata hadre bechulu. 3 of them are in all of them, meaning in all 20. Esrim. I mean, 20 have 3 simanim. Mehem shilosha shilosha. Each one has 3. Utre be'orev,
The Orev has two simanim, had beperes vehad beozniyah. So let's get the breakdown. 20 of them have three simanim, all the same siman. Orev has two, Peres Ozniyah has one each. Here's the key. Di ite beha lete beha. And when it's in this one, it's not in that one. Which means, Yeshno echad mishkosha simanim shebishara ofot, ve'ilu behavero yeshno asiman alivi'i. She'enu be'af echad mishara ofot. The answer. Which means they have three. ABC.
That's not the other one.
Right. But there's four simanim. The Peres Ozniyah has D. Wait, but they can't have D because we said they don't have the same,
right.
The same one. So how could they both have a different one than the? So can I see? Klata.
Klata hade
bekuluhu. The three keep on repeating in all the 20.
Hashlosha chozrim bekuluhu kilomar kulan ben min sheyesh lo shlosha
damayim minayhu. Uben
orev the yesh lo bet otan.
Bet me'elu shlosha, which means the three is all the same. Even the two of the orev is the same.
Harbi'i eno
ke'echad. Eno be'echad.
Eno it says ke'echad.
I think we have to change, you know.
Be'echad.
Yes.
Be'echad.
Masorat Hashas changes to be'echad.
Okay. Be'echad, right? Be'echad mikol shlosha simanim ha'hamon
ha'menuim
ha'chozrim bahem.
Behanach
shlosha ita I peres I beoznia, veravi yeshno bechaverav. Simanim ze lo neemar ela pam echad.
Right, which means one of the peres or the oznia will have the fourth siman. One of them. So therefore, peres against oznia, they have different simanim. This has the fourth, this has the third, let's say. So you can't put them. You can't put Peretz against the other 20 either, because this is
different
Siman as well. So therefore, you don't have Shtekelim Kiyahad. Peretz against Ozniyah, no. But maybe Ozniyah against... No, but for instance, the Peretz. One of the two is going to be needed.
For each other. Like
correct. One of them is needed. Which means the Peres has one siman, the Ozniyah has one siman. One of them has to be the same siman as the other thing. But the other one has the fourth siman that none of them have. I can't have a binyan against each other,
right.
Because they have different simanim. And I can't have a binyan with that one against the other ones because it's not shtiklim ke'ahad, because it's not ke'ahad. So therefore, I have to come on to Nesher. Ma'u de tema. Lilif mineh. So I would have thought learn from there, which means learn from the siman Rabi'i to come along and say that just like that's tameh with one, because now I have a standalone pasuk. I have a standalone pasuk. So that, let's say the Peres has the fourth one, right? I would say just like the Peres has one siman of kashrut and it's no good, I'll say all birds. That's why I have to say neshir. So ma'u de tema lilav mineh. Okay, Gemara says, "Ela Turin de Katav Rahmana Lamali." Now, why did the Torah have to write Turin? Why did the Torah have to write the turtle doves? Which is, if you're telling me already from Nishid that you can go one for four, so what is the Torah have to tell me Turin to tell me you have to go four for four? It's not so. You can even go one for four. Amar Avukba Bar Haman the Korban. All it's coming to teach me is that not only is it kosher to eat, but it's kosher to bring as a korban. You would have thought maybe for korban we have to be more mahmir. Kamash Ma'lan, we don't need it for Simanei Tahara. Simanei Tahara I know from Nesher. That only Nesher 0 for 4, everything else 1 for 4. What's Torim coming to teach me? That it's kosher for a korban. Look at Rashi. Ela.
Torin dechtiv rachmana lamali ho il velav minaihu yelfinan ve'i legufaihu lo etzterichu deha afilu b'siman echad tahor.
What do you need it for? Lekorban
shehen levadan kishrin lekorban.
That's the hadush. That only this bird. Don't think every kosher bird is kosher for a korban. only this kosher bird is kasher for a korban.
Lo of acher v'hai diktani lehu tana le'el v'ka'amar af kol lo itzterich le'milaf minayhu midi simane tahara deha b'siman echad nafkalan minesher v'kol sheken v'dalet elu ela simana ba'alma Orelan she'elu hen simane tahara
otan
sheneshe v'atorim.
Right, which is above when we brought Torin, we weren't bringing Torin to learn it from Torin. We were just bringing like a point of reference to know that the four that the Torin, that the Neshev doesn't have are the four that the Torin do have. But that's the source. That's just a point of reference to know what are the four that we're talking about. But really, I know it's from Neshev. So the Gemara says, what is the Torin for? And the Torin is coming for the Din of the Korban.